This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Registering for health insurance under the Federal Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare to some, that's what we're talking about today, with a focus on the small businesses. And, of course, the priority is for small businesses and individuals to register at this point. And our guest is certified financial planner Jay Rayola of MassMutual. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
We need to point out at first that Jay is the health insurance agent for Rhode Island Public Radio. Now, we're coming up to a deadline of sorts for signing up for the medical plans. We're getting a lot of news nationally as opposed to what's happening in Rhode Island. We've discussed this already. Is there a last-minute rush in general to sign up for health coverage?
Well, I think we need to clarify what market that we're talking about. For a small business, and as defined under the new law, small business would be employer-sized groups of under 50. And for small groups, they will retain their current renewal dates into 2014. So whenever their health insurance plans that they've secured direct through the carriers come up for renewal, what's new for those businesses, small businesses, 2014, is they will have additional choice in the marketplace of where they can secure coverage for their employees. They can continue under the existing method where they can secure their coverage through proposals direct through the carriers that are licensed here in Rhode Island, and that would be Blue Cross of Rhode Island, United Healthcare, and Tufts Health Plan. But what's new also this year, in addition to securing proposals direct, they can also look to go through what we call the SHOP exchange through the new Rhode Island exchange, which is called HealthSource Rhode Island. So not only can individuals and families purchase through the exchange, there is a mechanism set up, and we're one of the few in the country that can do full employee choice through HealthSource Rhode Island. So that's a second approach of where a business can secure its proposals. So any good benefit consultant will go through that fact-finding process with the employer and employees to determine which mode of coverage will be best for that particular company.
There is heavy news coverage, of course, about problems on a national level signing up for health care. What about the Rhode Island picture?
As far as for businesses, that has not been an issue. Individuals, again, we're experiencing much better uptake rates here in this state because we have our own state-run exchange. It's really the federal exchange that is experiencing those problems. And then when you're reviewing about massive rate increases and cancellations of policies, because unlike other parts of the country, here in New England, especially Rhode Island and Mass., for many years, we have had built into our plans the essential benefits that make our plans in this region richer than other parts of the country. So when the ACA law passed, we already had those consumer protection mechanisms built in. Yes, we've been paying for them for year after year, but they're there to protect the consumer, of which President Obama adopted in his federal language. So in other parts of the country, they had to catch up. We're not experiencing that here in this state. So the rate increases, and there are always rate increases, we're experiencing should not be in any kind of shock value that we may experience in other parts of the country, nor should we see the policy cancellations. There'll be plenty of choice both on an individual and on a commercial basis for companies and individuals to pick from.
Jay, you said that it wasn't an issue with business. Our sense is, in talking with the exchange, that they probably haven't had as many businesses sign up. Now, there are a couple of factors involved there. You know, there's the scare, the people were just afraid because of the federal snafus. Also, in the small business market, Blue Cross took a long time to get its rates out, probably over a month later than normal, which has kind of cuts into the amount of time that a company has to look at what might be offered on the exchange and what they might get direct. I mean, is that your experience?
That's definitely my experience because of the new rating methodologies. And where all of the commercial plans had to fit into one of four metallic tiers, platinum, gold, silver, bronze, it took some doing for the carriers to reformulate their products, get those out to their consultants, to get them out to the renewals. So everything has been delayed a bit. So with the renewals coming out late and with each renewal, where normally a renewal process when I'm meeting with one of my clients may take 30 minutes, now it takes well into 2 hours and perhaps a number of different appointments to go over all of the rating methodology changes and where each one of the plan offerings, there are plenty to choose from, but how they fit with the different metallic tiers. So with all of that being thrust into such a short period of time, that's where it's kind of hurt the exchange, at least for this first month. But I predict that as each month goes forward and we start to receive the renewal data for each one of our business groups earlier, then it'll give more time for clients and businesses to understand what the advantages are through the shop exchange. And I think they'll see more uptake in commercial accounts signing on.
There are multiple choices for health coverage. How does a business, a small business, narrow things down?
So the first and foremost, when I'm doing a fact finding within an existing group or a new group, would be, where does the population reside? Do we have people that live outside of Rhode Island? Is it all Rhode Island? Is it community-based? Are they spread around the state? Do they have a sales office in New York or in Dallas, Texas? Because the number one item that they're focusing on is their doctor covered? And we've seen a lot of that the last couple of weeks. You know, do you get to see your own doctor? Well, here in Rhode Island, pretty much like any other place, they want to be able to see their physicians, and they want to be able to get into the specialist that they want to see. So for the plans that I do offer, whether it's through Blue Cross or Tufts or United, they want to make certain that those networks are expansive enough where they can see the doctor. So I have to know what the demographic profile of the company is. And then talking with the owner, you know, what type of contributions are they looking as far as how much they're going to pay for the coverage and how much they want the employees to contribute? Because in small group, you know, there's a lot of leeway there. I have companies that pay 100% of the coverage, and I have companies that pay maybe 50% of a single plan. So based upon that, you have to determine what host of plans, maybe offer two or three different plans with different deductibles that employees may want. So some people that are very healthy and don't see the doctor often may want a plan with a higher deductible versus a family that has, needs a lot of access to their doctor's particular pre-existing conditions that they're definitely going to be utilizing the plan. Maybe they want lower deductibles. So you got to offer enough choice there for that particular group.
This is the Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
So, Jay, with a lot of Rhode Island businesses having not that many employees, say 10, 12, 6,
right,
the choice of 16 plans on the exchange itself, it seems almost like it actually sort of works against it. Like it might be better off if larger employers are able to get in because they have just a larger group and it makes choice a much more, useful and beneficial benefit.
I think that's a good point because many companies here in Rhode Island, let's say the average size is only 10 or 15 employees. Many of them are very close-knit working groups. They've been together for a long time, family members, and they don't have the attitude that, well, I think I'm going to just pay everybody a fixed dollar amount and let them make their own buying decision. I don't have to worry about it. Many employer groups I work with have the opposite philosophy that I want to retain and protect my valuable employees. I want to provide a meaningful benefit. Myself and my HR manager or myself and my VP of finance, we're going to do the due diligence on behalf of our employees. And if we have 10, we feel that these one, two, or three plans that we're offering will meet the needs of our population. And going forward, if there's any servicing with those plans, we're very familiar with them. As compared to or as opposed to an approach that, well, I'm just going to give everybody $500 a month, and whatever the cost of their coverage is, they'll pick and choose the coverage that best suits their needs through the exchange. There's the 16 plans. Well, up front for that particular owner of a company, he may save time up front and not doing the due diligence for their employees. But going forward, after the plans are in place, that's where the issues could start, where it will cost him more in time to service his population, because 3 months later, he may have an employee come to them saying, geez, I wasn't sure really what I bought. Now I'm faced with this high deductible. I didn't understand what this policy meant or what this coinsurance meant or what this copay or deductible meant or what in-network and out-of-network and out-of-pocket, what that meant. I just really wasn't that clear. Well, now you're backtracking to try and service that employee, and that could cause some friction between employer and employee versus doing the due diligence up front, knowing the plans, the one, two, or three plans, and having a more tightly controlled group that way. Again, one approach is not any better than the other approach. It's what's best fit for that company.
The more complex world of health coverage, that's the subject on The Bottom Line today, and our guest has been certified financial planner, Mr. Jay Raiola. Jay, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Also, thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.